It's Thursday, and I hope you're having a really lovely week so far and enjoying all of our teachings. Today, I wanted to look at how you can re-energize your life or yourself when you're having an off day. So we all know those days where you just wake up in the morning, and from the minute you seem to wake up or get out of bed, things go wrong. You might just not be feeling it. You might be, you know, in low energy. You might be feeling tired. You might have had some stress going on, or you just might not be up for getting up and getting out for the day. We've all been there, and sometimes that day can last for a couple of days or even a week. But I think getting in and recognizing what's going on, whether it is low energy, whether it is you just need a break, whether it is you need to talk about how you're feeling or vent or, you know, get your frustration out, all of these things are really important. But it's also important that it doesn't become a bad day, I should say, it doesn't become a bad week and doesn't become a bad month and you kind of get stuck in it. So one of the first things, and I've been talking about this over the last couple of months, is around awareness. So just saying to yourself, what is it that's not right with me today? Has something happened that's causing you to feel a bit low or feel a bit emotional? Are you exhausted because you're like burning the candle at both ends, or you've had a late night, or you had a busy weekend? Are you, you know, due your period, or your hormones are a little bit all over the place? Are you feeling run down because your kids or lives are very busy and you're just finding yourself trying to keep up with all of that? Work might be very stressful. There's a whole range of reasons. All of them could be relevant. But tuning in to what it is that's actually causing this feeling of being low is really important. It can simply be you're just not feeling it that day. And it's like, I'm just not in the mood. So I think awareness is key. The second part that's key is to allow yourself the space to feel how you're feeling. If you want to have an off day, have your off day. Absolutely say, do you know what, today I'm just going to do the best that I can and do the minimum that I can to get through it. Get home tonight, get back into bed, and I'll start again tomorrow. That's perfect. If you want to lift your energy a little bit, you could then look at things that are going to help do this. So one of the things you could do is plan something positive. So maybe like today you're listening to this, it's a Thursday. Think about what you're doing for your weekend ahead. Is there something that you could do that'll uplift your energy? Maybe it's meeting a friend that you find really funny and you love to be around them. Maybe it's that one thing that you've keep putting off that you're like, I really, really want to do that. Maybe it's going out and buying yourself some clothes or doing something like that. Maybe it's having a bath. What is it that you really love to do and want to do it that you could plan for this weekend? That's the first thing that I would say. The second thing I would say is very similar to what we were talking about a moment ago, which is sitting in the feeling. So having 5 to 15 minutes in the day where you can just sit with yourself and just say, like, I just need a moment for things to just become a little bit easier in my body. I don't want to feel as intense, or I don't want to feel as low. And just really tune into what's going on for you. The next thing you can do is look at the things that are good about yourself. So what do you enjoy about yourself? Sometimes we're feeling a bit low. We say, oh God, I'm sick of myself. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of that. But actually stop for a moment and say, okay, there are all the things that I'm sick of about myself, but what am I liking about myself? Pick something. There will definitely be something. Find what it is. Another thing you could do is think about something you've achieved or overcome over the last couple of months or over the last year, and remind yourself of that. And then the last thing to do then, I think, is to think of something that evokes a really happy memory for you. So it might be like a really funny conversation you've had. It might be a joke that you heard. It might be a really funny video you watched on Facebook or something. Maybe even go back and take it out and give yourself a bit of a laugh. So these are really, really simple things. But actually, when we do them, it doesn't mean that you're going to like jump up in the air and say, I'm totally re-energized. But what you are doing is you're actually acknowledging how you're feeling and giving yourself something to look forward to and something that can boost your energy. If in the day that you are feeling low, there is someone that you love to be around that you know is going to make you feel upbeat, give them a call, chat to them. You know, I think we can bounce off other people's energies in a good way. So it's important to bring in those people around you. Likewise, if you need to vent or you need to get something off your chest, think about someone without draining them or whatever, but somebody that you could just kind of say everything that you want to say, they don't judge you, and that you know you're going to feel good. So these are just a couple of tips of things you can do. I'd love to hear how you're getting on with the goals that you've set. More importantly, I'd love to hear what the goals are. So feel free to text me. If you text me a normal text, it comes to me individually, it won't go to anybody else. So always feel free to text me if you like. And the other thing is, yesterday, last night actually, we finished our 5-day retreat with beautiful class, and I'm going to be adding, on Friday, I will be adding the whole retreat bundle into the library. So if you do want to go back at any time, for those of you who attended it, if you want to go back at any time and enjoy anything, and for those who missed it, who would like to, you know, tap into it in the future, you absolutely can. So I wish you a lovely Thursday, and I look forward to talking to you really soon.